Hey guys, welcome to another episode on A-Line Radio. If you're new here, as always, thank you for tuning in. It's your girl Oyenda, and I have with me
Sam. How you guys doing? Hope you had a lovely week. It's good to be back.
Yes guys, it's good to be back. I hope you guys had an amazing week. How was your week, Sam? You want to share?
I had an event at the office. So it was the end of year party, right? And So we went curling. Have you heard of that game before?
No.
Okay, so it's basically throwing rocks like a stone on ice. Yeah, then
wow,
like aiming for a part in, so like it's like so you have on the other end, throw these rocks, right? Aiming for a circle, so just like darts, the way you have darts, you know, like the bullseye, but you just slide the rock down, right, to the other side, aiming for a part in that circle, right? So so it's a team of four, right? And you all throw two rocks, you know, to the other end. I watched a lot of videos. I mean, when they said that was what we're going to do, so I watched a lot of videos, YouTube videos, just to, you know, get a feel of the experience, you know. And I thought it was going to be, you know, like boring, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, it was so fun.
Really? Yeah. I still don't know what that is. I'm gonna have to Google it and find out what it is.
So then when you throw the rocks, then your teammates, so as I said, it's a team of four. One throws the rock, right? Before you throw the rock, one of the other members of the team would stand on the ice, you know, with a broom, you know, guiding you as to where you should throw the rock, you know, basically like giving you a guide as to where you should aim for. Then the other two would then broom, so it's called brooming with the stick. So you like clear off the top of the ice to make the stone glide, the rock glide towards it. So it's a lot of, like, but it's fun, honestly. And I really enjoyed it, you know, like brooming when your teammate throws, you know, if they don't throw it with so much force, when you broom, it then applies momentum to the rock, you know, to glide, forward faster and all that. So, but yeah, it was eventually a lot of fun. You know, and I had, so my last shot was a winner, so it was like a very good experience for me. Like, it was so nice.
Oh, I see, because you like winning.
You already know.
You like winning.
I love winning. Yeah,
that's so good.
Yeah, so it was really fun, and catching up with other colleagues, you know, it was nice, you know. Yeah, it was really nice, to be honest. It was really nice. I really enjoyed it. And I mean, I'm always a fan of, you know, like stretching, learning new things, and it's a totally good experience for me, you know, learning that game.
Oh, interesting. And now that you mentioned it, I also had like our end of the year party as well, with colleagues and everything. It was super fun. Like, I didn't expect to have so much fun like I did. We had drinks, we had a lovely DJ who was like, you know, switching up between old school and, like, you know, what's trending now in the industry. We had like an amazing photo booth
where just
go take geeky pictures, like fun pictures. We had props. We had dinner. Nice. It was so cool. Like, we had, and then we had like a really like we had tickets to get drinks at the bar.
Oh, nice.
A lot of people were wasted. We had so much fun, and there was like a raffle draw and stuff like that. So
people
won like gift cards and money.
Yeah, getting gifts.
Yeah, but it was just a very nice, cool way to relax, you know, let our hair down. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I mean, I know you like where there's food and good music, like that's
I wanted cool, good music, good people. I like that.
Really nice. Yeah, I know. Yeah, so it was like really nice week for me, you know. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Yeah.
Oh my god, and I forgot to mention, I tried sushi.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh my god, like as I'm talking about it, I can literally taste it in my mouth. Oh my god, it was so
your
yummy.
First time?
Yeah, it was my first time, but the thing is it wasn't raw sushi, so apparently I thought like sushi was just like, you know, just the raw thing. But there's another type of sushi that's not raw. And I tried, like my friend, like my girlfriend pushed me to try it. And I tried it, it was really nice actually. Yeah. And I tried like other stuff. But, you know, I'm just emphasizing on the sushi because that's something I never thought like I'd ever eat.
You would try. Yeah.
And it was super nice. So guys,
I think it's
nice to try new things. Like never say never completely because you never know.
Yeah, I agree. Like in general, that's just the idea. Just try new things and, you know, stretch. And it's always a good experience, regardless, good or bad. You always learn something from it. So it's always nice. It's always nice.
Yeah, and you know what? I know we've been talking so much about this, but you know, I even remember the waiter that was serving. So like, it was so cool and nice. Like it was just like I was in a movie. So like the waiters were going around, you know, they held their platters and, you know, they had like small bits and people could just take theirs. And so it was so nice. So this waiter was just excited to see me eat. He was like, I love how you eat. So every new thing that comes out, like if it's coming out with something.
Wait, you back up, people. Back up. What does that even mean? I love how you eat. What does that mean? Like
nothing, because I wasn't forming. I'm not forming or nothing. I was just eating. I was having my fun. Like I was catching my trips. Like I'm like.
Like gluttonously. Is that, I mean, was that what it meant?
You just have to be yourself. I mean, this is typical. I just knew he had intentions. Come on.
No, because I just want to understand the compliment.
The compliment, the reason why he said that, it was like he's always like, people are always so like, they always acting like they won't want to, like I was for like basically just like, you know, coming acting like, oh no, I can't eat this, or you want something but you know, you don't want to take too much. Me, like
being
being shy to eat. And for like the sushi, I think I had like 3 or 4. Like I was just going at it. I was enjoying myself. And
basically like you're like, a voracious.
I wasn't shy to eat. I was what did you say?
Like a voracious eater. Like you're eating everything, yeah.
I don't know. I think this guy has. Do you have the ulterior motives? Because I just what is it?
No, like you ate eating everything, yeah.
Not everything. Everything. Like there, of course, there are things that I couldn't eat, but the things that I could eat, I really went for it.
And you got enough rounds afterwards.
Yes, you could say that.
Nice.
Okay, guys. Okay, so let's get right into it. So this week on what's trending on the online space. I'm just gonna start off with there was a post by Pere Egbe. For those of you that don't know him, he's like a Big Brother Niger alumni or whatnot. Yes, Big Brother Niger alumni. What would I say? What would I describe him as?
Ex-housemates. Yeah, that's what you should say.
Well, they always refer to themselves as alumni. But, he's an ex-housemate, guys. So, if you watch Big Brother like me, like, I'm a super... I mean, I'm an addict. A Big Brother Niger addict. I watch it every year. So, Pere Egbe posted on Twitter this week. And he was like, marriage is a scam. And I mean, you got Twitter buzzing, and if you know Twitter, you know that space is kind of sick because you have people that, you know, I don't know, that
your most feared space,
nastiest social media space you've ever been on, like the most toxic one. Anyway, but people have fun there, so they just catch trips. So someone replied and said the issue has to do with people's attitude in marriage, not the marriage itself. And then Pere goes to reply and says, everyone has a bad attitude. Seems like it is because the marriages we admire most are the ones breaking. I mean, even Paul advised the unmarried to stay single in 1 Corinthians 7 verse 8. Oh my God, he's going spiritual on us now. And he was like, the same ones shouting it's not are the same ones who believe there is a right person for you. No, there isn't. There's a compatible person for everyone, though. So it's still a scam. Why marry only to end up in divorce and be single all over again? In heaven, you won't have a wife or husband for the rest of eternity. Love isn't a scam, though. Wow. I don't know. I'm not trying to be like a psychic or whatnot. I'm just trying to read in between the lines. So for those of you, like, if you followed Paris' story over the years, or if you've known him over the years, he's an actor, but I think, and also he was in the military one time in his life. I think he got married in the United States and it didn't work out. It didn't turn out good and he got a divorce. Because if I'm like reading this, I could, there's some element of personal, you know.
There's a personal touch to it.
Exactly. Mm. So I think he's just saying it based on his personal experience. So maybe this day was just one of those days where he was just like, you know, what the hell? Like, well, maybe he wasn't feeling himself or saw something that, you know, pissed him off. I don't know, but something must have definitely triggered this. But Samuel, I'm over to you. Do you think marriage is a scam?
Honestly, I wouldn't say it is, right? I wouldn't say it's a scam, right? Although we have, I mean, like in like every other thing, right? That you have the good side, the bad side, yeah? Mm-hmm. So we have cases where marriage is actually scams. I mean, done with the foundation of scamming the other person. So yeah, mm-hmm. That is understandable. But the general institution itself to be attacked that way, I don't think it's necessary. Mm-hmm. And most times, and which is why, when just like you alluded to, like when people make such comments, right? More often than not, it always has a personal tone to it, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to like separate some of these facts, right? When mm-hmm. you're making a statement like that, right, you need to separate something that is coming that does not translate.
I'm sorry, I think I lost you there. You said something that comes from a personal
personal experience, right? Does not necessarily translate to how marriage is, like, in general, right? So mm-hmm. what works for you or what didn't work for you, as the case mm-hmm. may have been, right? It's not the same as my story, it's not the same as your someone else's story. You see what I mean? So I think mm-hmm. it's important when you're making such statements not to say it in a general sense, right? Just put that caveat to say, I did this, because most times when people make such statements, right, it's not from a vicarious experience, right? It's most likely from their personal experience. So, but as we touched on in one of our episodes, right, a lot of things going in marriages, right, and it's very, 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 very. It's a different experience on its own. Like it's a learning, a fresh experience on its own. So. Yeah, so I think it's but to say it's a scam, I wouldn't agree, to be honest. I wouldn't agree, because we have people with beautiful marriages and mm-hmm. yeah, but on the side of being compatible, I think it's very important having people that are understanding and have a way with this. I believe is the most important, a way to reconcile differences, right? A way to resolve differences, that is very key, right? Dispute resolution, you know, like if you have any issues, how you guys resolve it, you know, I think that is very key. So yeah, in my opinion, I don't think marriage is a scam, but okay. I believe it's important for people to be compatible in marriage.
Nice, well said. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you have for us, Samuel?
So I don't know if you watch the NBA, the women's NBA. The WNBA star Brittany Griner has just been released from Russia, right? So in a prisoner exchange, right? The US has secured the release of Brittany Griner. I mean, this comes after it swapped a convicted Russian arms dealer whose life story inspired a Hollywood film. That's Victor Bout, nicknamed Merchant of Death, for Griner. So yes, this happened on Thursday. It was announced on Thursday, and she should be home with her family for Christmas.
I'm glad she's, you know, in mm-hmm. her, you know, in a safe space now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to imagine. I
with her family.
I don't want to imagine what she must have gone through. You know, when she was there. But
overseas,
I mean, but I'm just happy that she's back home safe and sound and just in time for Christmas. Yeah. Hopefully, and you know, show her some love and make her feel at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So over to me now, I guess. So Celine Dion was diagnosed with Steve Person syndrome, and this is an incurable disorder that affects roughly one in a million
What?
People. Wow. Yeah, I literally watched a video today and I felt so
busy.
I felt numb.
Mm.
I mean, this life is just, you can never tell what will happen in the next 10, 20 years. You can never predict, you know. So in my head, I'm just like, man, just make the best of every moment. Enjoy life the best way you can.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, Celine Dion is a phenomenal star. She's an amazing singer. I mean, I've known her since, not known her on a personal level, of course, but, you know, her songs. I'm very much familiar with her songs. I have to say before Samuel will come for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm really familiar with her songs, and you could tell, like, I watched the video today of her breaking the news to everyone, and you could tell she was really hurt, heartbroken. She was sad about the disorder. So the thing is, it's this diagnosis, like I said, is a neurological. That's the word. So neurological disorder, right? And it gives her like spasms. It's affecting her singing, her everything. Mm-hmm. Like every part of her body is like all super touchy right now. So she could just be acting normal and then have a spasm. It's kind of painful. Like it's kind of painful for her. So she has, you know, after making this announcement today, she also moved all her shows because she was planning to, you know, do some big show in 2023, summer 2023. So all that has been moved to 2024. I hope she gets better, and I hope she's able to, you know, come back strong and, you know, out of this.
Thoughts and prayer with Celine Dion. Yeah, and I agree with you entirely. I mean, she's an exceptional.
Oh my God, you should listen to her Christmas collection. Super amazing. Super amazing.
Yeah, I'll check that out. So some news from your favorite social media platform, Twitter. So this lady that said she tweeted, finally convinced this man to buy the car his babe has been asking for, and he got it. See, not all side chicks are evil. Some of us still want your relationship to prosper.
What? Hold up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let's get this right. So you're saying that the side chick convinced
the man
to buy a car for his wife.
So not his wife in this case, his main babe. That's what she said.
Oh, so the side chick convinced the man to get a car for his number one babe.
Yes, his main girlfriend.
Oh my God. Like the world, I think the world's coming to an end, because I mean the kind of thing that I see,
all here about, stuff.
I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean it was very hilarious. I was like, come on, like what is this? You know, I was like, let me share this, you know.
So what she's like, what what's the lesson from this? Is she trying to say spread love, or what exactly?
Is she trying to say
we can have him together?
Exactly.
We are not selfish.
Exactly.
Share him.
Exactly. There's love in sharing. I mean, it's December, there's love in sharing.
Well, good luck with sharing, guys.
Love is in the air,
but not this kind of love, guys. I don't know what you guys are sharing, but hey, it is what it is. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment as much as we did, you know, discussing and presenting it to you. Sit tight, relax, enjoy. Do not go anywhere. Do not touch that dial, because when we come back, we have more juicy stuff in store for you. You're listening to Aylin Radio.
Welcome to your one-stop destination for everything entertainment. Aylin Radio is about to smash all streaming platforms. Tune in 6 p.m. every Friday. You don't want to miss this.
Hey guys, welcome back to the final segment on this episode where we get candid with you all. I'm still Sam, and I've got with me
Oye as usual.
Yeah. So yeah, first of all, we hope you enjoyed the trending topics, and remember guys, there's love in the air. Keep sharing. It's the festive period. Oye, remember to share. Anyway, guys, without further ado, let's go to this week's topic. Okay. And this one is actually very interesting, and I'm very, very excited about it. And I'm eager to get your thoughts on this one, right? And the topic is the role of men in the society exaggerated? Is the role of men in the society exaggerated? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, wow. That's a really nice topic, by the way. Mm-hmm. Is the role of men exaggerated? I would say yes. Mm.
How so?
Yeah. So the thing is, on a normal level, right, men and women are labeled in the society already, right? Mm-hmm. But men are like, they're made to like prove themselves more like in the society in terms of like while growing up, right? Women, like while growing up, you hear phrases like man up, or boys don't cry, or be a man, right? There's this, I don't know, there's this pressure that comes with being a man, right? Mm-hmm. Where the society has placed so much the society has a false narrative of masculinity, right? And it doesn't make sense to me, because men can also, like, men can also be vulnerable. Men can also be emotional. Like, there's this sense of, like, the narrative society has placed on men is this sense of they have to be strong, they have to be, you know, dominant, they have to be the just like providers, they have to be independent. But that's not the case. I mean, they could be who said a man can't be soft as well, right? As in, who says like a man can't be emotional, who says a man can't be, I don't know, there are just so many things involved. And I don't know, it's too much. I feel it's very exaggerated, and this has caused a lot of rift, conflict, because men don't express themselves the way they ought to or the way they want to, because they believe it's like a sign of weakness or a sign of I don't know, there's just that side. And another thing is because it's what most men, I don't want to say all men, because actually there are people, upbringing matters a lot. There are people that, you know, had it good for them, where, you know, their parents were enlightened, and, you know, they had a certain way, they just had a way they wanted to raise their kids. And for those that you know, got away with it, that are lucky, I won't even say lucky, that are blessed, I mean, kudos to them. But there are people that didn't have it like that, didn't have
Rosie,
it
all yeah.
Where you know, they came from this very strict background of you know, mommy and daddy, whatever daddy says is what is going to be, like daddy makes the rules, daddy does this, daddy does that, nobody can ever disobey dad. No, but do you understand, like this exactly. So, and I mean, growing up in that kind of situation could also affect like
young boys.
Boys as a whole, like men, like it could, you know, it could just affect a man generally speaking, because then in that kind of situation you feel like that's the right thing, you feel like you should live a certain type of life, you feel like there are things that there, like if there are rules, you feel like there are rules to everything, there are ways things should be done. I don't know. It just has. I just feel society. In the end, I feel it's just very much exaggerated. I mean, it's okay for a man to also lay back and, you know, relax while the woman takes over. I mean, in the society, like me personally, I don't want my kids to ever go through that. I don't want my my children's significant other to ever face any backlash of, I mean, this is how I want this done, or this is no. I want them to go. No, honestly, I want them to like feel comfortable where they feel like where they both share like burdens together, with challenges, you know, face them head on together as a team. Not that narrative which I think society has placed, which I think is very much false, where men are under so much pressure to be men and dominant, and you know, very I don't even know the words to use to classify them, because talking about it is actually making my stomach turn. But at the end of the day, that's just my opinion, right? I just feel very much exaggerated. As a man, it's okay to be vulnerable with your family. It's okay to be vulnerable with your partner. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel like you're overwhelmed. Don't, like, it's okay to feel like there's so much pressure. Men are very good at, you know, hiding their masking their emotions and stuff like that. And it's not nice. It's just that's just the burden society has placed on them. It's not nice. It's okay to also live your life. It's also okay to let loose and, you know, just do you. But that's just my opinion. I feel that yes, the role of men in our society today is very much very, very extremely exaggerated, honestly.
Yeah. So thanks for that perspective. And I agree with like most of what you said. And one thing I'll start with is, first, I think it depends on the culture, right? Where you were raised. I mean, the society. You know, some cultures have like a strong patriarchy.
Extreme, more like extreme.
That extreme patriarchy, you know, sense and culture. Yeah, where the man is the, I mean, dominant force. I mean, everything, you know. And it sort of breeds that pressure, you know, that comes along with it, you know, because you expected, I mean, at a very young age, you have so many expectations, you know, their responsibility, safety and of your family, caring for your family, doing this and that, what you should do in certain situations, you know, and all that. You know, and it brings to mind, right, a funny, I mean, yeah, it sounds like funny now, but like one thing one of my friends said at some point. So he said, like, he remembered when he was much younger, that in the house, right, there was one time a snake came into the house, right, and his mom went, I mean, reached out for his dad, like, daddy, come, there's a snake in the house, right? So, like, and the dad came, you know, like the boss, you know, went, looked for the snake, killed the snake and all that. Now, this guy, in his mind, was like, wait, like, if I grow up at some point, like, I'll be the one they will reach out to, because the guy is afraid of snakes. Yeah. So in his mind, he was like, at some point, right, I'll be in this man's shoes. Like, someone will come and meet me and come and kill snake. Yeah. You know, yeah, it sounds funny, but it's just the point I'm trying to make is, you know, like that sense of you have to defend your family, you have to do this, that, and yes, you should defend your family, you should care for your family, you should take care of your family, but at some point, especially in some societies where at a young age, so for example, speaking of Nigeria, where you have you know, a very young, I mean, these days, maybe proceeds of crime or illegal transactions where people then at a young age flaunt so much money, right, then it then builds that pressure for people trying to grow up in the ladder, right? I mean, legally, right? Then, I mean, there's so much pressure on them for them to do this, do that, you know. When, okay, so I read somewhere, like, a mother was scolding her son that, look at my other friend's son, that one has already bought things for her, this and that, you know, like, what are you doing, are you not seeing your mates, and you know, you get there are some things that, like, I get you trying to motivate your son to be better, but like, the guy at that age, really at that age, what do you expect of him? You know, if this is someone that should still be in school, you get what I mean? So there are just certain, I mean, in certain areas, again, as I said, I mean, falling back to the cultural aspect of it, right? Sometimes it depends on the culture, right? Where you're raised, you know, what is expected, what the society thinks, right? But in other cultures, right, it's a balance, right? Where everyone plays their part.
Yeah, you know, you have your role
to play. Yeah, you have your role to play. I have my role to play. right? So in such case, right, when you have such scenarios, it's entirely different. But there's that, you know, that general sense of you should be able to do this, you should be able to do that, and also that part that you should not at any point break down or be vulnerable, right? Which then affects a lot of men mentally, right? Because when they eventually then break down, right, it's a whole lot worse because they have so much pent up emotions, mm-hmm. you know. So it's just that's the way the society has just made, you know, that perception like as a man, you are not expected to do this, you know. You should not do this, you know. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Right, but I think at the end of the day, you know, we need to check some of these perceptions. We need to, you know, reevaluate them and like truly, are these actually effective? Right, are they really effective? You know, should we live our lives this way? You know, because when you think about it, like sometimes you just have that pressure. You need to do this. You need to do that, which most times are unfounded, really. So just
like that pressure to be like, as a man, the pressure to be like the provider, mm-hmm. the this, the that. I mean, you could also have help, right?
And absolutely,
you know, there are men that, you know, because they're so they're so used to like that way of life, or mm-hmm. that they were brought up to conform to that kind of life.
Yeah,
they find it very difficult to ask for help.
I agree.
You know, like they would rather, like, even if they're like literally suffering or stressed out or whatnot, mm-hmm. they would rather just stay in that corner mm-hmm. of let me just suffer alone rather than reach out for help. Whatnot. Mm-hmm. But it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to reach out. It's okay to feel, to say, okay, I'm tired. Can you assist me? It's okay because, I mean, this has a very negative impact on one's mental health.
Right?
It could even lead to depression when you feel like you as a man,
the other options.
The soul, like the sole contributor or provider. The sole person. The sole provider to just, you know, put the world on your shoulder and whatnot. And thank God for, I mean, when I relocated with my family to Canada, it was also an eye opener for me, and for my spouse as well, for sure, because like there are things we learned here, like here, you know the way it is now, because if you have kids and you have a family, it's not the African setting where, because here you have to work, so like women work, men work. You just have to make things work. As in, there has to be like a balance if you want to keep your sanity, right?
Right.
You need to chip in. You can't say, oh, as a man, I'm just a sole provider. Man is just to go and work and get money. No. It goes both ways. When I say go both ways, what I mean is, mommy can also play the role of daddy and mommy and also chip in sometimes. While daddy also covers for mommy when mommy is like really busy. You have to be a team.
There's
a lot more collaboration. There's a lot more support. It's a different ball game here. Because the thing is, if you're traveling, if you're abroad and you have like you have a family and you're trying to be that and you're trying to play that thing, that independent thing of or just trying to, you know, play that masculinity card or whatnot of strength, dominance and stuff, like it won't work. I mean, that marriage is going to really shake because it's not easy. There's so many factors that, you know, there's so many things that have to be done as a team, that if one person makes that sole decision,
shoulders,
it won't work.
Shoulders all that
it won't, yeah, it won't work because you have to like, okay, outline everything. This is what, talk about everything and say, okay, these are our options. What do you think works best for us as a family or as a team? Mm-hmm. But if, as a man, if you just make those decisions solely and you say, this is what is right, this is what, I mean, it won't work. It will totally crash.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally crash. So at the end of the day, like, I feel it's so, like, society exaggerates it. Like, I won't feel bad for men because of this. I feel like some of them are just living, like, false lies, like they're living lies, like they're just living behind this mask of let me be a man or let me be this or let me be that, but inside, like, there's, I don't know, it's just like a false way of living. Like, it's, they're living a lie just because they have to prove to society that, you know, I am what you say I am, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I, you know, So it's crazy. It's really crazy. I feel really sad.
Yeah. And for one, I should point this out that, I mean, don't just be a tour a speaker of all these words, right? Also be a doer, right? So put it into action, right? Be more considerate with every man you meet. I mean, myself included, you know. So after at the back of your mind, whenever you
guys, you see me, I just kept quiet.
At the back of your mind,
as usual, guys,
when you reach out to me,
he's always saying he's in his own world. This guy, yes.
But honestly, yeah, I do agree. Like, a lot of collaboration is needed. A lot of working together is necessary. Mm-hmm. And it's just ultimately what I think is. And I think this is the onus is also on us. Just like the way I told you, right? When you also bring up your kids, right? Also let them know it's fine. I mean, to show emotions is fine, you know. I wouldn't say to some extent that I believe, right? For men, it should be tough to some extent, like have tough skin, you know. Like there's some things because when you think about the world out there, like sometimes it may be rough, you know. So yes, it's important for you to know how to take some things on your chin, right? But at the same time, try to strike a balance. I think if anything, the most important thing I would say in for a man's perspective is always try to find that balance, strike that balance, right? It's always about the balance, right? It's so, because sometimes it can really be. It can feel like the whole world is, I mean, on your shoulders.
It could be lonely. It could be very lonely.
Like so much, like it could be like a very heavy burden sometimes, you know. So try to find that balance. Try to know, you know, when to reach out, you know, diffuse the tension, you know. So because at the end of the day, no one will leave this life, you know, alive at the end of the day, right? So like we won't make it out of it alive, yeah. So like, so don't I mean, the days you have in life, you know, spend it in bitterness or sorrow. So try as much as possible to strike that balance. Remember, at the end of the day, if you die, someone else will take that place, you know?
Mm-hmm. Someone who is more accommodating, someone else will take that. Like, if it's soft, I mean, don't kill yourself for under unnecessary pressure.
Someone else will take that place, you know? Yeah, so
Don't kill yourself, honestly. Like, don't stress yourself out. Or another thing, don't compare where you feel your other male counterpart is doing this, is doing that, and you feel like you have to live up to expectation, or you have to, you know, because that person is doing that, you also have to do yours. It doesn't even make sense, right? Yeah. Do not use others, you know, as your yardstick. Just live, stay in your lane and do what works for you.
That's right. That's seed recipe of disaster, actually.
I'm telling you, because what rocks one person's boat might not rock yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, it's very, very important to bear that in mind, you know. But ultimately, I think at the same time, right, because I always try to maintain a balance when it comes to these things. At the same time, it's also very important to know, as a man, right, sometimes you need to do more work, because there's more expected from you, you know, sometimes, you know, in life. And sometimes it's just the way it is, right? It's just the way it is, you know. You just started with that responsibility naturally, although it's understandable for you to work with alongside your partner. But at the same time, do not then get complacent. Do not because, you know, some people may misconstrue our message and say, oh,
no. I'm not saying guys, please. I'm not saying you shouldn't, like, I'm not saying that there's no what's the word, Samuel, what would I say? I'm not saying that there's, I think, be a man, right? In the sense that, you know, as a husband or as a father or as a brother, whatever it is, I'm sure there are responsibilities that come with it, and there are decisions that also need to be made. So of course, as the head, like, if I'm to use marriage, you know, as an example, it's an institution, right? So of course they say, like, the man is the head of the, you know, that kind of thing, he's a father figure, is this, I understand that.
They say,
still make your firm.
What do you mean they say?
No, still make your decisions. Like, I'm sure, because they're, because in all honesty, you know, women are emotional beings. There are times where the man is more logical, and, it, you know, it has its own benefits, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, so if their decision, when you make those decisions as a man, if stand firm still, if especially if you know when it comes to directing your family or whatnot, of course there's going to be collaboration and everything per se, but there are just some things that you know as a father or as a husband you should do. So don't let, like, don't misconstrue what we're saying. Just understand that you don't have to carry the whole world on your shoulders. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to collaborate. Absolutely. It's okay to also be tired. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to get emotional. It's okay to cry. You know, it's okay to... Simon, when last did you cry?
Honestly, when last did I cry?
Be honest. Be honest.
What do you mean, be honest now?
Be honest. Like, when last
everything that comes out of my mouth is pure honesty, right?
I hear you.
Let me see. When last did I cry? I think my last birthday. Yeah. I think that was the last time I cried. Yeah, my last birthday.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to know why I cried on my birthday.
Why?
I'm very surprised you didn't ask naturally. Like,
I would have liked to ask, but I'm thinking of your response. So I'm thinking in my head, should I ask? Should I not ask? Because it's response.
No, don't be that way around me now. No, so you're talking about yourself when people have to work. It was tears of joy, you know, thanking God for another year. Yeah, so that was why.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
That would have been a very nice thing to see, actually, guys, because someone's always, for me, bad guy, hardcore.
Sometimes you need to, hardcore sometimes with some people, but not with God now, like, so, yeah.
Yeah, not with God,
that's nice.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, guys, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Don't do too much. Live your life. If you go, someone else will replace you, especially in your workplace, anywhere you are, like, just feel. I mean, don't take life too
seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important thing for me is for individuals, right, to make conscious efforts to not put men under undue pressure. I think it's very important, because we may all be preachers of the same thing, but when it comes to doing and the actions that do follow or expected to follow, right, we eventually do not do enough, right? Which is why I urged you, right? I mean,
I don't understand where you're going with this, because you keep on urging me. What exactly do you
want? Yes, because you do a lot of talking.
What am I doing to you? Let me ask you more.
I'm not talking about myself exactly. Like, I'm saying, like, in general. Like,
but you wouldn't know. Darling, because you don't live with me.
I'm not saying not just your partner. I'm saying every male figure, right, in your life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, be show that compassion, right, when you, that empathy, right? Because I for one have never felt any empathy. So, but
mine is to you. You don't need empathy. You don't need my empathy. What am I giving empathy for? This you not giving any empathy.
Anyway, guys, well, we hope you had fun on this segment, and remember, you can keep the conversation going on Instagram. And by following us, please do follow us, tag us, and that's at Elan Radio, ELANRADIO. Follow us, like reels. I mean, put your comments. Let us know what you think. You know, do you think the role of men in society is exaggerated? Do you think it's like, because it's sometimes it can be a whole lot here. So let us know what you think. I mean, in your own space, like, how have you dealt with it? What do you think about it? Let us know, you know. And you can also send us an email, right, at loalanradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you, and remember, we'd always acknowledge your messages.
Yes, and don't forget that there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Right.
Yes,
guys. So again, I mean, we touched on it briefly last week, right? It's the festive season. It's December. Mm-hmm. It's a season of giving. Is it? Giving.
Thanksgiving.
Anyway, guys. And so one of the things we will be coming up with different ways to appreciate our audience, different ways to give back to the society. And on this episode, one of the things we'll be doing is just showing appreciation to some of our audience, right? And on today's episode, we'll be calling out to the stage. On Instagram, it goes by El Patron Ones, right? And so, El Patron, this is from Onya and I, our sincere appreciation for your love. So, a bit of a background on El Patron. Guys, is one of our first followers on Instagram.
Yeah,
that's one. Whenever we release new episodes, he listens to them like ASAP. Yeah, like, because
he's super
immediately
supportive.
Yeah, like immediately he drops his comments like, oh, this or that. You know,
he's super amazing.
Yeah, very amazing. And to top it up, he's also a Sam fan, a Team Sam. So
you just had to do that. I was wondering.
I had to do that. I had to do that. No, I need to. I need to rub it in your face. Oh, I need to rub it in your face.
Whatever.
He always listens. Puts it on his page. It means a lot to ourselves, Patron. This is just to say thank you. We really do appreciate it, because like the way and knowing is the time difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that really always gets to me, because when we do post, it's usually about maybe 11 p.m. 12 p.m. In Nigeria.
Yeah, right?
And he still listens and immediately drops his comment. Like, as soon as we post, like, we just get comments from him, like, and I'm like, always excited to read his comments, you know, because he breaks it down, like, he breaks it down, the topic, everything, you know, shares his comments and, you know, his position on it. And we really, really do appreciate. So thank you so much. We do not take it for granted, El Patron. Keep staying true to the Team Sam, and we'll keep back.
You're so full of yourself, this guy, but it's okay. Okay, so for me, big, big, huge, humongous shout out to Kenny. Kenny's one of our followers as well. She's also been our followers from day one. She is like super attentive. She listens. She likes our reels. She posts her comments.
Yeah.
She follows through. It's so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she also did something recently that, you know, okay, struck a chord for me. Like, it was super nice.
Okay.
I think it was, I don't know, she was trying to, I don't really remember what happened or how it happened or what she was, I think she was just trying to, you know, show appreciation or care or something.
Okay.
It was like a challenge that was going on where I think, you know, those challenges that, you know, people call out people to do stuff.
Okay.
So I think, and one thing she did that really, you know, touched me was Tim Hortons gift cards for garbage, people that come to pick up garbage and recycling. And it was really nice. It was really thoughtful of her. I thought it was super sweet and amazing. So big, big shout out to Kenny. Also, big shout out to Kenny as well. Her birthday was yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw her post. Her birthday was yesterday. She looked beautiful, stunning. So other than the shout out for being an amazing follower, I'm just saying happy birthday, Kenny. She's super supportive. We appreciate you on Ellen Radio. We do not take it for granted. We super, like, we see your comments, we see everything you post, your repost, very, very, I think, what an amazing, incredible follower and supporter she is. So I do appreciate her for that. So shout out to you, Kenny. Happy birthday. For your name to be Kenny, I assume you have a title. So, shout out to you and your twin. So, all the best. Cheers to many more years and all the best.
true story, yeah. You know, it's actually a small world, yeah. I saw a post and I saw a title, right? And it's someone I actually do know. You know,
like really?
Yeah, no kidding. I told her in one of the comments, like say hi to Taiwo for me. Like, I'm sure she didn't know. She just felt maybe it was a general, like, you know, just that general reaching out. Yeah, but I actually do know him. Yeah, I mean, we did some work together back in Nigeria. Yeah, small world. Yeah, small world, to be honest. And I was like, can you imagine? Like, this style, you know? So, yeah. It's actually nice. And for me, Kenny, happy birthday and thank you so much. We really do appreciate, like, it does say a lot to us. I mean, for us, I mean, getting such feedback, you know,
it just shows that our followers are not just followers, they're organic followers, right?
And it means a lot, to be honest, right? Mm-hmm. I think one of our comments was at some, I think maybe two episodes back, that one really got me. They were like, oh, Uni and Sam, I really love what you guys are doing. You know, like, you've in our 2022, like, we've made so much impact, like, to her in terms of entertainment that she really, it got to me. I'm like, wow. It does mean a lot, to be honest. And we really do appreciate it. We do not take it for granted. I think it's important. We, you know, sometimes we may just type it, you may not realize how much it means to us. So it's always nice, you know, to also voice it and yell, say it. And yes, it does mean a lot to us. And thank you.
Yes, so thank you guys, we appreciate you. Also, we also mentioned last week, if you listened, that this is the month of December, it's a month of Thanksgiving happiness, like, we're super jolly. We're willing to promote your businesses, you know.
Oh yeah, I've always been jolly, not just in December.
I wasn't talking to you. Let's see you guys enjoy themselves. So we're like, I mean, we want to help you promote your business. It's just our little way of saying thank you for being an amazing follower. So if you're one of our followers and you have like a business, you want us to help you promote it, you just send us a message or DM or reach out to us via email. Sam is already giving us the email address. You can also, you know, send us a DM on Instagram. There are multiple ways you can reach out to us.
Right.
Just let us know what your business entails, what you do.
Yeah. And like, we'll, if you have a page,
we'll definitely give you a shout out. And, you know, let people know about your business, and we'll promote you the best way we can. We'll definitely be happy to help you with that. Also, guys, I know this is, you know, we're almost coming to the end of 2022. Guys, so I don't know, like, if you guys have been seeing this thing from Spotify called Wrapped. So they're like appreciating all like the podcast, anything entertainment industry, people that are musicians, podcasters, and so on. And we got appreciated this year, and I'm super proud of what we did this year. We made content of over 635 minutes. That's a lot of content in such little time. I mean, that's more than like 86% of other creators in the society and culture category, as according to Spotify analytics, right? The best episode that we made so far that got hits was the first which we made, which was physical cheating versus emotional cheating. For some reason, you guys, you know, picked that as our number one episode. So I'm really going to go back to listen to it to see what, you know, what made you guys select that as number one out of all our like episodes. So big shout out to you guys. We, you know, we appreciate the feedback, we appreciate the love. Because of you, we've been recognized by Spotify, and that's super amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we have people listening to us. I mean, people listen to us in over 11 countries so far. And we have people in Canada, Nigeria, UK, US, we have people in South Africa, as in so many countries, but that's just the top five, 11 countries. And it's not, I mean, it's not bad at all. We're doing really well. 2023, we also have so much in store for you. Like, you don't want to miss this. I don't want to talk too much, but it's going to be way better than 2022, right?
Right. Yeah. We have a lot of things up our sleeves, and we are super excited to launch them next year. So guys, keep it locked and do not toggle that dag.
I'm signing out. It's your girl Oyenda.
Okay, thank you guys. We hope you had fun today on today's episode. Thank you so much. Thank you. And this is Sam signing out. Have a good night and a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Urakonuchi, Boronga, Wene Mighty. Wene Mighty. Urakonuchi, Boronga, Wene Mighty.
This is the melting. Wene Mighty. Tile. Better in your life. Time be the wisdom. It comes from the Lord. Hey, Akonuche. Holy God, you. Holy God can give you Akonuche. Aye, one thing where I dey pray for my life every day now. Akonuche. Oh, aye. Everybody want to get Akonuche. Oh, for things to they go fine. Aye, Akonuche. Better than the silver and gold. Akonuche better than your house, holy God you. Akonuche better than your wife. Akonuche better than money. Akonuche better than. Akonuche. Akonuche. It comes from the Lord and the Most High. It comes from the Lord Most High. It comes from the Lord Most High. It comes from the Lord Most High.
Akonuche.
Doctor Mike.